Michael Runch moves methodically along Bradford Beach with his Milwaukee County Parks crew.
I believe we've got 9 out here right now.
Every 6 feet or so, workers pound metal posts deep into the sand and stretch bundles of snow fencing across the frame. Runch calls this normal winter beach preparation, just a couple of weeks early. His colleague, Joe Rozek, hopes working ahead of the storm and mobilizing heavy equipment will put lakefront parks in a proactive position in case Lake Michigan spews sand or rocks.
Big front-end loaders, you know, great alls, other bobcats and things like that. We're moving it close. So if we do need it, we make a quick phone call and, you know, within a couple hours we can get the equipment down here as opposed to doing it after the fact. So we're trying to be really proactive.
The county has spent thousands of dollars over the last few years lining the lakefront with an intricate stormwater runoff system. It includes deep-rooted native plants and water-absorbent rain gardens. Rozek is confident the system will withstand the storm.
All of the plantings have really taken over the past 2 years. If we would have just put them in, if you remember, even a year ago, some of them still had snow fencing around them and they were left up all year round. Right now, those plantings are pretty solid, so we're pretty comfortable that those will stay maintained. We may have to dig some sand out of it here and there if they do get bogged down with blowing and whatnot, but we don't think we need to do anything overly precautious with them.
South of Bradford Beach, Milwaukee's portmaster has his eye on what could happen on the water. Wayne Johnson was expecting an 800-foot steel hauling ship to arrive in the harbor early Tuesday morning.
That's been canceled.
And he made sure vulnerable boats had been moved to calmer inner harbor waters.
The Lake Express has moved into the mooring basin along with the Dennis Sullivan, which usually is over by Discovery World.
Still, Johnson worries about the private vessels still dotting the water. Nearby, Pat Nora looks after the boats moored at the South Shore Yacht Club. Monday afternoon, only 2 boats remained in his slips.
They are being moved today before the storm sets in. But there are mooring fields to the north and south of us, which are owned by the county. And there are quite a few boats on both sides yet. Now, we may have members who have moorings there, but we don't have control over who those boats are.
Nora remained hopeful that the owners would move those vessels out of storm's way.
You know, if you recall, last year we had quite a storm, and I believe there were 5 or 6 boats that were severely damaged, some of them totally, when they washed up against the rocks during the storm last year. And late in the fall.
Also located along Milwaukee's shoreline is the Jones Island Sewage Treatment Plant. Spokesman Bill Graffin would only say the facility stands on fill and concrete that puts it 10 feet above normal water level. A wall along the plant's Lake Michigan side adds 8 feet of buffer. We Energies runs 2 power plants along Lake Michigan, to the south in Oak Creek and north in Port Washington. Spokesperson Kathy Schultz says both will weather the hurricane-driven storm just fine.
Our breakwaters and other nearshore features have been designed for higher wave conditions than those expected with a storm, so we should be able to weather the storm just fine.
Schultz says the breakwaters are designed to handle waves cresting at 30 feet. A common thread ran through these conversations predicting how violent weather might influence the sweep of Lake Michigan's coast. Of greater concern to Milwaukee's inner waters and shoreline is teetering on record low lake levels. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.